Thanks for spending time with us on The Green this week. I'm Tom Byrne. Just in time for Halloween, First State Ballet Theater returns to the stage at the Grand in Wilmington on October 25th and 26th with a new performance of Dracula. And on this edition of Arts Playlist, Delaware Public Media's Martin Matheny is joined by First State Ballet Marketing Director Claire McGregor to discuss the show.
Dracula has been performed in so many ways, especially in film where there are dozens of retellings of that story. But this performance is based on one film in particular, a really popular cinematic version, right?
Yes. So the story, of course, comes from Bram Stoker's gothic novel, Dracula. But the choreographer, Viktor Plotnikov, was really inspired by the cinematography from the 1992 film, Bram Stoker's Dracula, with Gary Oldman, Winona Ryder, and Keanu Reeves. So he pulled a lot of his visual inspiration for the world and the sets, and the movement comes from that movie, which is kind of fun. And, you know, it's always nice when you leave the ballet and you're still thinking about Dracula, you can go and watch the movie and kind of enjoy it through another lens.
And you mentioned Viktor Plotnikov. This is a return to the ballet for him. Talk a little bit about his previous work with the ballet and what he's got in store for this performance.
Yes. So Dracula is a ballet that's in our repertoire. We did it a couple of years ago. It's been a couple of years now. So it felt like the right time to bring it back so close to Halloween. It's, you know, seasonally perfect. And FSBT audiences are familiar with Plotnikov's movement vocabulary. We have a lot of his work in our repertoire. Last season, our opener was Romeo and Juliet, which was another one of his ballets. And with these full-length story ballets, he's very theatrical and dramatic. And so it's a great, if you've never been to the ballet before, these are great introductions to ballet because the stories are familiar, it's easy to follow, and there's this sense of drama like you would have in a play on stage that feels familiar to people.
And I kind of want to touch on that a little bit. Dracula is kind of the prototypical horror story, but there are some lighter moments and some kind of softer, tender moments as well in this, right?
Yes, and I think, you know, it is scary. I've been like peeking in at rehearsals and you're like, ooh. And the dancers, you know, have a lot of fun with that and are so captivating. But what I think gives the story some heart are the tender moments, which kind of take you by surprise. And, you know, these kind of romantic sweet moments are throughout the ballet, which make it more well-rounded and, you know, a real story.
Take me through sort of what the dancers are doing now. When did rehearsals start, and how long does a daily rehearsal last? What are they doing as the kind of rehearsal process goes on?
Yeah, so our dancers, they have a summer break, and they are back in the studios full time the second half of August. And we wrapped up our little summer series in September. We had a few outdoor mixed reps performances around the state. So that's kind of like a nice warm up to our season. So I would say Dracula rehearsal started in September, really, you know, in earnest. And the dancers work Tuesdays through Saturdays. Every morning starts with company class, which is, you know, the same thing the little ones are doing. Everyone is doing their pliés and tendus and batmas and working their way across the floor. It's sort of, you know, not just a warm-up, but also kind of the daily meditation and opportunity to dive into your technique. And then from the rest of the day through the early afternoon, the dancers are in rehearsals. So it's a mixture of, you know, some dancers are working with a coach one-on-one for solos or pas de deux. And then as we get closer to the production, there'll be more sort of full run-throughs when you try the ballet, you know, from beginning to end. And the first full run-through happened last week or the week before, and you know that's when everyone's kind of huffing and puffing by the end, like, can we do it? And you see them, like, as we get closer, it really gets tightened up, you know, they're still full of energy by the end, and that's when they can really take on the characters more and more. So it's always fun to watch them go through that process.
Now, for costume design, you're working with a costume designer out of New England. Tell me about her work and how the costumes for this show look.
Yes. So the costume designer is an artist named Sylvie Mayer, and she is a contact of Victor's because, you know, the ballet is really his vision. And she's based in Boston, and she's the daughter of a ballet dancer. So I think that kind of gives her a sensibility about what how dancers need to move and feel in the costume in order to be comfortable performing. And she really explores, you know, what's real, what's an illusion, which couldn't be more perfect for Dracula, because that's the journey, you know, Jonathan Harker and the characters are on, is like, who is this mysterious count? And like, is this really happening? He, you know, you kind of can't believe it. And so the costumes really follow the ballet. There's two beautiful dresses for Lucy and Mina in these beautiful mint color and sort of pop of like salmony apricot, you know, which I think really speak to those characters, at least when they start the ballet, because they're these vibrant young women who are full of life and beautiful and being courted and, you know, are engaged. And then as you move through the ballet, you know, the costumes change and kind of reflect what happens as things take a darker turn. And they all have that, you know, gothic feel, which comes, you know, right from the novel.
It seems to me that designing costumes for ballet must be especially challenging because there are so many considerations in terms of just the movement and making sure that the costuming works with the choreography in terms of keeping the dancers comfortable, right?
Exactly. You know, you don't want to lift your arm and your sleeve gets stuck, or when you're spinning, you know, the skirt can't fly up in your partner's face, or you can't get stuck under there for lifts. So it's really got to allow a lot of a huge range of movement and be comfortable for them to wear throughout the duration.
The novel Dracula takes readers all across Europe, to the UK, to Eastern Europe. I wonder from a set design perspective, how do you go about putting all of these iconic locations onto a relatively small stage?
Yeah, I think, you know, the characters help with that, because it's, you know, it's funny. You've got Quincy Morris, the American cowboy, in there. You've got the lawyer from the UK. You've got the mysterious Dracula from Transylvania. And there's a great scene, you know, with the Romanian townspeople. So you can see that reflected in the characters, too. And the sets for this ballet are huge, and they're very dynamic and interactive. A lot of the choreography is incorporated with the sets, so the dancers are moving them and adjusting the scenes kind of as they go through the different locations, which really creates this immersive world on stage.
Are there particular moments in this ballet that you would say, yes, this is something to look out for? This is going to be a really special moment in the ballet. What should people be really tuning into when they're in the audience for this?
Well, my two favorite moments, I would say, I mean, there's so many, but a few of my favorite moments are, I love, this is just a personal favorite, I love the brides. I just think they're so fun. I love the three of them together. It's just like, you know, supernatural spook overload. They're just fabulous. And I also love Quincy Morris, the American cowboy, when he kind of leads everyone in this rousing dance, because it's such a juxtaposition to have this, you know, sort of cowboy, almost rodeo-esque ballet moment in the middle of Dracula. But it's really fun. And I also love, you know, the character of Lucy, and she has Quincy Morris is, you know, one of the suitors vying for her hand, and she gets to kind of, she has her pick of men, really. So she's fun to watch too. There's some great choreography for her. So there, you know, there's great moments scattered throughout. It's hard to pick a few faves, but if I had to narrow it down, I think it would be those.
And then finally, and you touched on this a little bit earlier, but I want to sort of reiterate this. Dracula is a story that everybody knows, and it seems to me that makes this maybe an especially accessible entry to the world of ballet for people who may not have gone to see live dance before.
Absolutely. Because, you know, there's no, you know, a lot of times with classical ballets, especially ones that have been, you know, performed a long time, the story doesn't feel, it's not familiar, you know, it takes some, you're reading your program notes and you're like, who's this person again? Like, why are they here? But with this, you know, it's pretty clear. Like, everybody has a general sense of Dracula. And like I said, the Victor's choreography is very theatrical and dramatic. So it feels a little bit more like a play than some other ballets, which I think also, helps people get right into the world, right into the story. So it's truly a great ballet if you haven't been before. And plus it's so seasonal. I think with Halloween, if you're looking for something, you know, if you're too old for trick or treating, you're not too old for Dracula. So come to the ballet and enjoy a spooky night out.
Thanks to First State Ballet Marketing Director Claire McGregor and our Martin Matheny for joining us on this edition of Arts Playlist. First State Ballet offers performances of Dracula, a Gothic ballet of love and shadows, October 25th and 26th. For tickets and more information, visit firststateballet.org.